Good afternoon. Strong high pressure to our north and southern Canada, combined with low pressure along the Atlantic coast, is producing a tight pressure gradient and gusty and chilly northeast winds across interior New York and New England. The air is also very dry in interior sections, so even as moisture funnels in from the coast, most of the rain is evaporating before it's reaching the ground. There are some showers, however, in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southernmost New England, and this is where the showers will remain for the afternoon hours. With the drier air, there's even a chance for some sunshine to break through from time to time across our northern sections closer to the Canadian border in New York and Vermont. Temperatures, though, with the northeast breeze will struggle today and mainly stay in the mid-50s for afternoon highs, some places even in the 40s, as that northeast breeze continues to blow at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. As we get into the overnight period, skies will remain mostly cloudy, and moisture from the eastern seaboard will continue to head in our direction, mainly in the form of mid and high-level clouds, although some showers, again, could creep up from the south in two interior sections. Overnight lows will be back into the 40s with some upper 30s across the higher terrain. And virtually the same setup for Saturday with the high to the north and the low to the south, a gusty northeast breeze, and some showers creeping in from the coast from time to time. The best chance across coastal sections of southern New England, while the best chance for any sunshine tomorrow will be near the Canadian border. And once again, highs will be in the mid-50s. As we get into Sunday, the gradient will loosen a bit and we'll have more in the way of sunshine for parts of the area. This should send temperatures up towards 60. And right now it looks like Joaquin will remain well off the eastern seaboard, and that means dry weather for us as we head into the early and mid part of next week. And with a fair amount of sunshine mixed with cloud cover, temperatures will be back into the mid-60s for afternoon highs through Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Major Hurricane Joaquin, located about 5 miles south of Rum Cay in the Bahamas. Joaquin is moving toward the north near 3 miles per hour, and a faster northward motion is expected to begin later today, followed by a turn toward the northeast and an increase in forward speed tonight and tomorrow. On the forecast track, the core of the strongest winds of Joaquin will continue to move over portions of the central and northwestern Bahamas today. Joaquin will begin to move away from the Bahamas tonight and tomorrow. Reports from an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that maximum sustained winds remain near 130 miles per hour with higher gusts. Joaquin is a dangerous Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some fluctuations in intensity are possible during the next 24 hours, then slow weakening is expected to begin tomorrow. Hurricane warnings are out for the Bahamas, where dangerous and life-threatening storm surge will raise the water levels by as much as 6 to 12 feet above normal tide levels in the central Bahamas in areas of onshore flow. Joaquin is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 12 to 18 inches over the central Bahamas, with isolated maximum amounts of 25 inches possible. This rainfall could result in life-threatening flash floods. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Embarrass, Minnesota, and Baraga Plains, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and windy with rain in the mid-50s. Boston, cloudy and windy with rain in the mid-50s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 65, the low 45, the record high 85 set in 1927, and the record low 30 in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:53 a.m., sunset this evening 6:35 p.m., 11 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy today with showers likely, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with rain tonight, lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy today with a chance of showers and highs in the mid 50s. Cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy today with scattered showers and highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy with rain tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy today with the chance for showers, highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy tonight with the chance of showers and lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with a shower possible, especially in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England, breezy in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, 60 on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday, lower to mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday as well, with highs staying in the lower to middle 60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.